The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Membeis. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Shabbos Babika, if someone started off Shabbos in a valley, in an open field, the Kifua Nachar Mechitza B'Shabbos, and then in the middle of Shabbos, Goyim came and they built a Mechitza, they built a fence all the way around the person, and this fence is encompassing a very large area, an area larger than the Tchum Shabbos that the person has in the Bika. Mahalach Alpaim Amah, he's allowed to walk 2,000 Amas in each direction, and he does not benefit from the Mechitza in regards to Tchumen. That means even if the Mechitza covers a larger area than 2,000 Amas in each direction, that means it's a very large area which they surrounded by Mechitza on Shabbos, still he is not allowed to walk any further, as Rashi explains. We will not go into that right now. Matalta Bekulai Dezrika. However, in regards to Tilto, in regards to carrying, to carry on Shabbos in this area, there he does benefit from the fact that it is now fenced in. And although he's not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amas in any given direction, but if he wants to throw something, he can throw more than 2,000 amas because he's not walking out of his tchum. Rav Huna is chaylik on Shmuel. Rav Huna argues. Rav Huna says, Mahalach apayim amma, he can walk 2,000 amas. Mataltol dal amas, he can only carry 4 amas. Rav Huna is not willing to let him throw anything out of his Tchum Shabbos, because Rav Huna is afraid that if he throws an item that belongs to him, throws an object out of his Tchum Shabbos, Shemi Moshech HaChavtzai, he might end up walking too far to get the item that he threw. And to allow him to carry or to throw within his Tchum Shabbos, here, Rav Huna holds that's Aser. He applies a rule that we've had in other places in Erevin as well, in regards to Tilto on Shabbos, that Paritz Milu L'makam HaAsawa. That means that if you have an area in which one theoretically would be allowed to carry, but it's open to an area in which one's not allowed to carry, and there's no mechitza, it's just a pesach, there's nothing separating in between, then even in the closer area where one is allowed to carry, we would not allow him to carry, because since it's open to the area where it's Aser, Chazal were afraid that if we allow him to carry in the Mutter area, he might come to carry in the Aser area as well, and therefore we do not allow him to carry at all. And that is why Rav Huna is of the opinion that he may only carry in his Dal Amas around him, and he does not benefit from the Mechitza, not in regards to Tchumen, and not even in regards to Toto, in regards to carrying, because since he's not going to be allowed to carry past his 2,000 Amas, even Ayde Zriko, because we're afraid he might end up walking, if we let him throw that far, he might end up walking that far. Therefore, the area past 2,000 Amas is a Mokama Asar, is a place where it's forbidden to carry, and even the area up to 2,000 Amas, where theoretically he should be allowed to carry, is Paros, is open. Paritz Mulua is completely open the Mokama Asa, the place which it's also to carry, and therefore we say it's also for him to carry at all. Now, we see in this Gemara that the Mechitza which is built for him on Shabbos theoretically would be sufficient to allow him to carry, and Rav Huna does not allow him to carry because he's afraid they'll end up going too far, carrying too far, but in principle, this Mechitza that the Goyim built on Shabbos does help to allow a person to carry on Shabbos. Now, what is the nature of this Mechitza and the area which the Mechitza was built around? It seems that this area was a Bika, was a large open area. The person who started Shabbos there, who was allowed 2,000 Amas each direction, out of his Dald Amas, because he was Shavis in a Bika, in the middle of nowhere, more or less. And therefore, he gets 4 Amas in each direction, and after that, he gets 2,000 Amas that he's allowed to walk for Tchum Shabbos. Rashi says that this Mechitza, that the Goyim built on Shabbos, was Uladira, Goyim Shekifu Loda B'Seicha. They made a heck of Mechitza, a surrounding of a fence or wall, Loda B'Seicha, in order to live in it. And the reason for this is because an area, we discussed this a little bit in the Shir Daf Mamalos, that an area that's less than a Beis Asayim, that means it's less than 70 square Amos, as long as it's fenced in, it's considered a good heck of Mechitzas, it's considered good Mechitzas, good walls, and one is allowed to carry there, is considered like Dal Amas in regards to Tchumen. However, once the area is larger than the Beis HaSayim, it's more than 70 square Amas, which certainly is the case in our scenario, in our Gemara, where the fence seems to be encompassing an area of more than 2,000 Amas, sure, in one direction, and from the simple reading of the Gemara, it's covering an area of more than 2,000 Amas in all four directions. In other words, the fences are going around an area of more than 4,000 by 4,000 Amas, because the person's entire Tchum Shabbos is encompassed in this area, and the fences are going all around it. So these fences are surrounding an area that's more than 70 square Amas. So the only way that is considered A good hack of mechitzas that allow one to carry within them is if it's hukaf l'dira. That means if the hekif, the fencing, was made for dira purposes, for living purposes, that one should have living activities inside there, so then the fence is a valid mechitza. However, if the fence was not made for dira purposes, was made for other purposes, then it is not a valid hekif mechitzas, and it does not have the give the advantages of mechitzas. One is not allowed to carry inside. Now, does that mean that they actually built houses here, or they actually were houses here now? Or is it sufficient that they were planning on building houses? That means there are big plans to build a whole huge neighborhood, to build development over here, or some sort of a neighborhood over here. And because of that, they put up fences. Now, although they didn't put the houses up yet, but the purpose of the fences is to surround and to protect the houses which are eventually going to be here, the dira, the living quarters, which will one day be in this neighborhood, in this area, which was not yet developed. So we could go straight to the Simchin Nun Ches, Sif Beis, in the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah says, he makes Machlokes Rishonim out of this, but the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mechishev Lefeirish, the Shosh Hikif L'Makom Hazeh, if the person who's doing the construction, he plans out explicitly at the time that he puts up the fence around this area, Shibonah Boivayis Arakach, they plan to building a house here afterwards, and this open area is going to be like a chotzer, it's going to be like the courtyard, like a front yard, like a backyard, it's going to be the area around the house, and that's why he wants to have this fence here. So that is sufficient, and it's not necessary that the house should be here first. That is the hachra of Mishnah Berurah. As long as there are explicit plans when the fence was put up that the houses will be built here eventually and that there are plans to build such houses, that is good enough. So that means that the goyim do not necessarily have any houses here, and not that there are any houses yet, but because they're planning on putting houses here, that is sufficient to consider this fence a hekif l'dira, a fence that was put up for dira purposes, for the houses, which will one day be here, and that will enable one to carry inside, according to Shmuel. And according to Rav Huna, one is not allowed to carry because of the problem which the Gemara says, that's parts from Malkama Asala. We're afraid he's going to end up carrying too far. Now, how many houses do they have to build here? How many houses have to be here now? Or how many houses have to potentially end up being built there? So, the Michas Yitzchak in Chuvan, Chilak Zayin, Simach of Dalad, he discusses the Shaila, was presented in the Shaila about the Williamsburg Bridge. Apparently the way the Williamsburg Bridge was built is that there was a Tzuras HaPesach at both ends. The Williamsburg Bridge connects Manhattan and the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn. And there was a Tzuras HaPesach both on the Manhattan end and on the Brooklyn end. Meaning that now the whole bridge was mukaf mechitzas, because on the two sides, obviously, there are mechitzas, that one shouldn't fall into the water. And at the two ends, both the Manhattan side and the Brooklyn side, there were Tzuras HaPesach. So now it is essentially mukaf mechitzas from all four sides. And in the middle, there was a guard's booth in the middle of the bridge. And this guard's booth was presumably there at the time that the bridge was built. And the question now arises, could we say that the entire bridge is mukaf mechitzas, hukaf l'dira, because the guard's house is a mukaf dira, because the guard sits there by day, he sits there by night, he guards the bridge, he eats there, that's the place where he sits. So now the entire bridge is considered hukaf l'dira, the whole fencing of the bridge on all four sides is there for the guard's house. And the Mechitza brings that the Shoyl, the one who sent the Shoyl to him, says that it would be hard to imagine that the entire bridge would be considered hukuf l'dira just because of the one guard's house in the middle. However, the Mechitza says that this is not a problem. He brings that he brings a lashon of the Torah, and he quotes that in Shulchan Aruch that says a similar lashon. We're going to read it out from the Torah, but in Shulchan Aruch it says the same thing. In the beginning of Siman Shin and Ches, when it discusses the halachas of hukuf l'dira, it says in hukuf l'dira that if an area is hukuf l'dira, afuli yesh b'meya milin, that means it's hundreds of milin. It could be 100 mil. It could be 75 miles long. Shari, the mechitzas that are put up are sufficient to make a mutter to carry inside. It's a huge area. It's 100 mil. We're talking about an area of about 75 miles, maybe possibly in both directions, and still is mutter to carry there. If there are mechitzas around it, they're made l'dira. Man nikar mukaf l'dira, and what is considered dira, what is sufficient dira, that the fences were made for dira purposes, for living purposes, zesh abonavad base dira, he built a house there. He built a base dira. Or someone already had a house, but he opened, let's say, a back door to this open area. Afterwards, he put these fences up. So that means that you have someone built a house, and then he fenced in a huge area, miles and miles long, in all directions. And there's one house, the Mashmois of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch is that there's one house in the middle. And because there's one house in the middle, and he made a large fencing miles and miles long all around this property of his, this area. Because of the one house, the whole area is now considered hukuf l'dira, is considered hukuf l'dira, and one may carry it inside this entire area. And therefore the Mechitza wants to say that could be the entire Williamsburg Bridge is considered hukuf l'dira, and is considered a shiachet for Shabbos, all because of the one guard's house inside. The Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozner Shlita, in the Tshuva Mechelek Dal Tzimen Mem, he was presented with the same shaila and the same idea of maybe making the Williamsburg Bridge considered hukuf l'dira because of the guard's house there. He disagrees with this. The shaila was actually presented in regards to a Tchumen shaila. People would walk from Williamsburg to Manhattan and from the Lower East Side of Manhattan to Brooklyn. And from a simple view of the map, it would seem that Brooklyn and Manhattan are considered two separate cities in regards to Tchumen. And the shaila wanted to present the reason why it should be mutter, possibly based on the fact that the Williamsburg Bridge itself is considered like an area which is hukuf l'dira, and therefore connects to Brooklyn and Manhattan. And Rav Ozner discusses some inyanim and tchumen, which we'll mit Hashem get to in the next parak, Ketz Ma'abrim and Daf Nenheim and Beis. But his maskona is that, based on that sugya over there, is that the area is not considered connected with tchumen, based on, at least not for the reasons which the shaila wanted to present. And he seems very clearly not to be willing to make the entire Williamsburg Bridge hukuf l'dira. He throws in as far as the whole Williamsburg Bridge, that's one Sarathia Gedoyla, one big Sarathia Palpia. It's the perfect example of Rish Sarabim, and how can we turn around and make this area into Rish Siochid as hukuf l'dira because of the one small guard's house inside. Now, Rav Ozner does say at the end, before, where he prints the tshuva, they later found out that there are other reasons why the Rabbanim in New York wanted to be matir and say that Williamsburg and Manhattan are connected in regards to Tchumen. However, as much as this issue is concerned, the main Williamsburg Bridge hukuf l'dira because of the one small guard's house, Rav Ozner vehemently disagrees with the psak of the Minchas Yitzchak, and he feels that we cannot consider the entire bridge hukuf l'dira because of the one small guard's house. It's not clear exactly what will be the shear. How much dira does there have to be there, according to this opinion, in order to make the entire area considered hukuf l'dira? This is something that is not clear. Now, there are ramifications for this in regards to tchumen, as we just said, because if let's say you have two areas, which are residential areas, and they are considered cities in regards to tchumen, and there's such an area in between, such as a bridge, or such as a park, so those who live in Lakewood know there's a well-known Shiloh, Ocean County Park, otherwise known as Rockefeller Park, separates two different parts of Lakewood. On the western side, you have the main part of Lakewood. On the eastern side, you have Wood Lake, Rain Tree, Tuscany Terrace. South of the park, you have the Lakeview neighborhood. North of the park, you have Red Oaks, White Oaks. And people want to know if the park is considered hukuf l'dira, because that would make the entire area connected in regards to Tchumen. Another enough community in regards to Tchumen, if an area is hukuf l'dira, is if someone starts off Shabbos in an area which is as a hekif mechitzis, so the entire area is considered like Da'al Amos. So we also had in the Mishnah regards to Nasnu B'dir Agassar, if Goyim take a person out of his original Mokum Shvisa where he started Shabbos and they put him forcibly in a place as Mukuf Mechitzis, it's considered like Da'al Amos. However, in regards to both of these halachas, if the area is larger than 72, there's a square Amos, it's a Karfif, it's an oversized area, more than Beis Asayim, it has to be Hukuf L'dira in order to be considered like Da'al Amos. Now, there is one nafkamiyah between tchumen and carrying. That regards to carrying, the toto, even if the area is considered hukuf l'dira, if there's one small part of that area in which one's not allowed to carry, then one would have the problem of our Gemara, that's parts b'milu l'makam ha'asala. For example, the Gemara in the second parak, this is not really our sugya, but in the second parak it's discussed that zroim, if there are shrubs and small plants there, in which one cannot walk in between, one cannot go for a walk or to hike in between, so if the zroim are more than beis asayim, they're more than 70 square amas, so that would that area is also to carry in, and then the entire area, even if it's a huge area, is hukuf l'dira. If there is a beis asayim of zroam there, the entire area will be also to carry in because parts malkam asala. Same applies if there are mayim achurim, dirty water which one cannot use to drink, and the water is more than 10 tefachim, more than 3 feet deep, and the area of this water or this dirty lake is more than beis asayim, then the same problem would apply. The area where the water is also to carry over the water, and now the entire area, an entire park, or a hukuf l'dira area, would now be also because it's open, it's parts, the makam asala. However, in regards to tchumen, the Tshuvas Nefesh Chaya already points out that in regards to tchumen, this problem does not exist. We don't have this issue that one, which we have by Toto, the one they carry in the Asa area, and therefore we ask him from carrying, forbidden from carrying in the Mutadik area as well. In regards to tchumen, if the overall area is considered hukuf l'dira, it's considered that the fences are put up for dira for living purposes, it doesn't concern us if there's an area there, even if it's too salt, if it's based on Siam large, that is not considered good for dira, whether because there are small plants there or because there is dirty water there. And therefore, in regards to Osha County Park, it wouldn't concern us if there's a small area, less than half the size of the park, that has Mayim Achurim there, or that has Ram there, as long as the park in general is considered Hokef L'dira. Now, this park would be a good example of an area where Mechas Yitzchak would be sufficient with even a small amount of dira. We're not going to go into the details of what the dira of this park is right now, and if there is enough there to make the Hokef L'dira, but we just want to point out that according to the Mechas Yitzchak, a small amount of dira, a minute amount of dira, even one house, would be enough to make them, as long as it's within the hekev of the park, it would make the entire park Hokef L'dira, and it would be a connection for tchumen purposes. And according to Rav Ozner, that would not be enough, and we'd have to figure out how much would be the shear that would be required. In regards to the halacha l'maisa of tchumen in the area of this park, if one wants to cut across the Lakewood and go all the way to Rain Tree or even to Brick Hospital, so there is a psak that has been issued by Rav David Feinstein, feels that the park is considered a good connection in regards to tchumen. This is based not necessarily just on the park being Hokef L'dira, but on other halachas of Karfif Samach L'ir, which is discussed in Sif Aleph and Siman Shin and Ches, that if there's a Karfif, even if it's not Hokef L'dira, but if it's next to the city and it's used as a park for the B'nai Ir, the people from the city to use as a park, so that itself can be taken into account and may make it good for, make it considered as if it was Hokef L'dira, for certainly for tchumen purposes and maybe even for carrying, although the shaila was presented in regard to tchumen. I personally have heard from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky also that he's willing to be semech on a small amount of dira as long as it's a bona fide dira. Picnic tables wouldn't be sufficient, it would have to be a proper house there, but if there's one house, which it seems there may be in the hekif of the park, that would be enough. Rav Shlomo Miller is also, also leans in that direction. However, in regards to the halacha l'maisa of the tchumen, it's already been worked out for other reasons why the Rain Tree and the eastern part of Lakewood are considered connected to the western part, even without considering the park Hokef L'dira. This is based on other concepts of tchumen that we'll be, Ezer Hashem, discuss in Ketz Ma'avrim, and Daf Nevav, and Daf Zayin, and therefore the park shaila, at least in regards to tchumen, has become more or less a moot shaila, because the connection between the eastern part of Lakewood all the way to Brick Hospital to the western part of Lakewood, to the yeshiva area, has been made even without considering the park to be Hokef L'dira.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.